So he got home from work and he went into his room and he was crushed. He was just terribly upset. I had moved everything around. I had thrown away items that were important to him, all of these things. And it was inadvertent on my part. I didn't mean to upset him. I really thought that he was gonna be happy about it and appreciate it. But what I failed to realize was all of those items that I viewed as junk or clutter were things that were really, really important to him. They really mattered to him. And so I needed to be able to recognize that as long as there was no health or safety concern, him having clutter in his room and having his all of his items out really wasn't that big of a deal. But what I learned for him was that being in an environment where he could see the things that were important to him is what made him feel comfortable and calm. And so this was a time where, as a staff, I had to step back and say, you know what, this is my value and this is my preference and this is how I like it, but that's not how he likes it and that's okay. And sometimes that can be hard.
Let's discuss more about what you should not do when trying to support people with their hoarding.